Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Lugar. Senator Boxer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you all for your testimony. It's very important, I think, for us to do this because we are in Afghanistan now for a very long time. And I'd like to do kind of a reality check, and I'm going to end it with a question to Dr. Jones, because his statement that a large-scale withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan would reaffirm, quote, the regional perception that the U.S. is not a reliable ally is very troubling to me. And so I'm going to press you on that, Dr. Jones, if I might. You with me?
Yes.
Okay. So we're talking about what is the mission. I would like to go back to why we went there, because I think most of us sitting here, most of us were either in the House or the Senate when we voted to go into Afghanistan. Why did we do it? We had no interest in doing that. I had talked about the Taliban for years. Women's groups had come to me. They talked about the burqa. They said, we've got to get rid of the Taliban. Nobody was that interested, and we did pass legislation never to recognize the country of Afghanistan as long as it was led by the Taliban. And I was proud to be involved with that in a bipartisan way. So we went in there because of the horrific attacks on September 11th. You remember exactly why we went in there. And we said, we're going there to get Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda. That was the reason we went there. So all this expansion, I think, of our role there, I'd like to take it back to that. Now, thanks to our president and the brave military forces, we know that justice was served on bin Laden, and we didn't do it with boots on the ground. We did it with counterterrorism, a lot of what Senator Kerry talked about during his presidential campaign. That's how we did it. And we delivered, our troops did, overdue justice. But I also think it's a turning point. And from intelligence information we gathered during the raid, we learned that bin Laden was playing a significant role in the organization's day-to-day operations. He wasn't just sitting there and doing other things. He was plotting and planning. As the New York Times, an American official quote of the Times said, he wasn't just a figurehead. He plotted and planned to come up with ideas about targets, etc. So this important news comes along with significant progress we've made against other Qaeda figures in Afghanistan in recent years. In fact, the current director of the CIA, Leon Panetta, said, and I ask unanimous consent to place this in the record, Mr.
Without
Chairman,
objection.
Says that the number of Qaeda in Afghanistan is less than 50, and in the region, less than 500. We talk about the region, and Senator Lugar's right to do that, less than 500. So we have all these boots on the ground. And so here's my question, and I want to give you some facts before it. I laid out the predicate. Talk about the region saying, well, if we withdraw, they're going to think we're not committed, and they'll be upset with us. We're not a reliable ally. So here's the situation. Pakistan is now the second largest recipient of U.S. foreign assistance, receiving $4.3 billion in FY 2010. We know that's now a little controversial, but I assume we're going to keep helping Pakistan, and I'm one who believes we have to, with more strings. And you know the U.S. has spent more years fighting in Afghanistan than any other war. If anybody says, oh, we're not committed to the region, how about the 100,000 forces we still have on the ground, $500 billion we spent, $10 billion a month. We can ill afford it. Right now, let's be frank, there are certain military people who say the biggest threat is our debt. But we've got to look at all these things. We've trained 125,000 members of the Afghan police and 159,000 members of the Afghan army. They have less than 50 Qaeda. And we have spent $26 billion equipping these soldiers and these police that we have trained. Most tragically, we've lost 1,562 Americans. 11,191 have been wounded, and you've seen some of those wounds. Unimaginable injuries. Unimaginable injuries. And we know a growing number of our personnel suffering the loss of more than one limb or devastating groin injuries. So if 10 years of American sacrifice hasn't convinced the region that the U.S. is a reliable ally, and all this money that's going into that region, why are you confident that more time, more money, and the loss of more American lives will change that view? And do people there have a right to assume we're going to continue this level of assistance forever? Isn't there a time when every country has to say, we believe in our country, we're going to defend ourselves, especially since we've trained all these troops? So I like the odds that we've done here. We've got 159,000 Afghan National Army trained, 125,000 police against 50 al-Qaeda.
Thank you, Senator. Couple of points. One is it is an unfortunate perception. It was not the primary component of my critique of the counterterrorism strategy, but I think it is an unfortunate reality in the region and will certainly impact the way other countries, including Pakistan, will behave over the next several years. I would add a couple of things. One is I would, on the numbers of al-Qaeda, I would point out, I'm going to disagree with Dr. Kilcullen for a moment. Almost every tribe, sub-tribe, and clan that I referred to operates on both sides of the Pakistan-Afghan border. Al-Qaeda in general, its migration patterns have been on both sides of that border. They look for a vacuum. In my view, if we push out of Afghanistan, it allows, as we've seen up in Nangarhar, Kunar, Nuristan, they will push back. So I would not draw a strong line along along the Duran line. And just to highlight it, my biggest critique of the counterterrorism strategy is that it does not, in my view, it is not an effective strategy to minimize Afghanistan from becoming a sanctuary or an ally. In my view, a Taliban government in Afghanistan would be a serious, serious problem for the United States, because U.S. intelligence assessments now indicate a relationship between al-Qaeda, senior al-Qaeda leaders, the Taliban, Inner Shura, several key members in the Haqqani network. That is not something I believe that we can look Americans in the eye and be okay with.
Okay. Well, my time has run out, but I will say this to you. I don't think you give enough credit to the people of Afghanistan who don't want the Taliban and who have these trained police and who have these trained military. And nobody's saying we wouldn't have counter-terrorism forces there. And I think your critique of that is misplaced. That's how we got bin Laden. That's how we got the other leaders. And for me, to live by somebody else's reality or perception of reality is not the way to go. I've gone through my whole life. There's people perceive a lot of things differently than I do. But you have to fight for what's real. And what's real is the dead, the wounded, the cost, and the comments, I think, of Senator Lugar, of all the other places in the world. So I think you paint way too drastic a picture and as what would happen if we don't have the boots on the ground, and no one's suggesting we don't have a presence, but I think that your testimony is very disturbing to me, and I don't think America could say, oh, because they say that's true, we might as well have policy based on their faulty perception. It's very risky business, because I just went to China. They have a lot of misperceptions. I don't expect to change our policy because of their misperceptions.
Do you want to answer?
Sure. Just briefly, one of the issues I've been involved in over the last several years is actually having Afghans stand up for themselves. The Afghan local police program and village stability operations I was involved in from the beginning in 2009. And I would just say that what I'm talking about is decreasing the footprint, supporting Afghans fight for themselves. What we've seen in Uruzgan, Helmand, Kandahar is Afghan communities who actively have fought for them. I have served, and I was one of the Americans serving in Afghanistan along those lines. But I would say I agree with you on Afghans are willing to combat the Taliban,
good,
both the central government and locals, and we've seen that.
Good. Well, I want to put in the record from your statement, Dr. Jones, that you would have in 2014 40,000 troops, American troops, boots on the ground. I don't think that's the right footprint. We ought to stop the combat forces and concentrate on the other ways.
Queer Lime outside the U.S. Senate. They're in recess for another 10 minutes or so till 2:15 Eastern for their party.